Today's daf is Shavuos daf Chaf Ches, second to last daf here in the third parak of Maseches Shavuos, Shavuos Shtayim Basra, the second parak that's named Shavuos Shtayim, the first and third parak, and then we will start with a couple lines up from the bottom. Am Chaf Zayin Amar Beis. We're up to Amar Rava. Amar Rava says the Gemara. We're still talking about issues of Shavuos Bitui and Shavuos Shav. We had the interesting discussion at the end of yesterday's shiur. Is there an overlap? Can a Shavua become a different identity after having done one Shavua, that it was a Shavua that did not accomplish anything, but maybe it could then accomplish something and turn into a Shavuos Bitui? So that was what we discussed yesterday. And then we related that to the Tosefta in Naziris. We wanted to know, if I make a Shavua that at the time that it takes place is not meaningful, but later on it might become meaningful if I somehow remove the first Shavua, maybe I'm Shoal on the Shavua, maybe that's similar to the case of Naziris, where I'm a Kabbalah myself to be a Nazir twice, Mishad Beis Naziris, and that also, the second one is not really meaningful until the first one is removed. And the Gemara said it's not so parallel, because the Naziris case, I would have to keep the second one, it still exists, right? By the Shavua case, there's nothing there. So, we'll have to come back to that, Be'ez Hashem, in terms of the comparison of Naziris. So now we continue Amar Rava. Nishba, other issues relating to these types of Shavuos. Nishba al Kikar, va'achla. What happens if I swore about a kikar that I swore I'm going to not eat a cookie? Va'achla, and then I ate it. Im shir mimenu kizayis nishal ale. If I finish the whole cookie, Rava sounds like, I swore I'm not going to eat a cookie today, and I ate the whole cookie, then I'm done, there's nothing to talk about. Could I then be shoel on my shvua? Can I go to a chacham and say I didn't mean it after I have violated everything and there's nothing left? No, it's done, it's finished. Rava says, if there's a kezias of the cookie left though, then you could be shoel on the shvua, and then retroactively I wouldn't have violated, even though at the time I did violate. So again, im shir mimena kezias nishal alei, as long as there is a kezias left, then I can be shoel and remove the shvua. Achla kula e nishal alei. But once I ate the whole thing, it's too late. It's too late, everything is done, and you can't get out of that aveira. Again, this is something that we discussed a long time ago. There are certain cases where aveiros might be able to be undone. And we say, once it's done, it's not done. Not just tshuva. Obviously, tshuva can get rid of aveiros. But there's an isser of eating truma, if I'm a Yisrael. So every time somebody violates the isser of eating truma, they can be shoel on the truma and get rid of it. The answer is, as we'll see, no, there reaches a certain time, a point of no return, that there's nothing to, you can't undo it. You know, what's done is done. I violate the isser of me'ila, because I'm makdish a karban, and then I violate me'ila. So then could I go and be shoel on my hektish? I didn't really want to be Makdish's animal, and then it will come out that I didn't violate Me'ila. So we'll see in certain cases, we'll talk about Be'ez Hashem today in a few minutes, that there are certain moments in time that you can't go back. And once the Aveira is done, the Aveira is done. Like most Aveiras. If I ate something not kosher, there's no way to get rid of that. But if I ate something truma, if I ate something hektish, you know, I might have said that you could get rid of that. Rava says, when it comes to the case of the Isser of food, if there's no food left, then it's too late. But if there's a kezias of food left, then one would be able to be shoel, and then memela I will not have violated. So says the Gemara, Amar le Ravacha b'rei de Rava le Ravashi. Ravacha, the son of Rava, Rava said, this his son, asked Ravashi echidami. I don't understand, what exactly is the case? E da Amar shalo ochel. Remember we had in our Mishnah, there's a difference between if I say I won't eat this, or I won't eat. Right? Do I mean the whole item? Do I mean a kezias of the item? That was the chilek that we had on yesterday's daf. So, hey chidami, what's the case? Eat to amar shalo ochel. If I say that I will not eat shalo ochel, so then that means I'm not even going to eat a kezias. That's what the Mishnah the Gemara said yesterday. So, mi kezias kama avdi lisurei. I've already done the aveira. If the point of Rava is that once you've done the aveira, it's too late. So then, if I said shalo ochel, I've already done the aveira. So what that there's a kezias left? I've already violated, so it should be too late. If I said I won't eat it, mashma, the entire thing, so then my ari kezias. So what do you need a kezias left to say that I haven't violated yet? Afilu kol shehu nami. Even if there's a kol shehu left over, you still have not violated what you said you're not allowed to do, because we said shalo ochlena means I won't eat the whole thing. So, the Gemara is assuming that the issue of Rava is, have you violated the Aveira yet? A little differently than I presented it. But that's the Gemara's assumption, and therefore the Gemara is asking, what exactly is the case? Tosfos here has an interesting ha'ara. Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos discusses, when I say I won't eat the whole it, and I mean the whole thing, it doesn't mean that every single morsel, there could be crumbs. There could be crumbs, Tosfos says. The chimishtava ala kikar ein daito shelo yishayer pachos bikazayas. The ein lechadam sheyochal kikar shalem shelo yimaat piruri no shrimi menu. What if there are some crumbs left over? I didn't violate the shvua. Tosfos says no, that's understood. They have to go by, like we would say, dibra shvuos go by lasha b'dei adam. So by a couple of crumbs left over is not excluded from the Isser. But either way, so the Gemara says, what exactly is the case? If you have a kezias left over or not a kezias left over, what exactly is the case? So the Gemara answers, there are two possibilities. Iba yis ema shalo ochel, iba yis ema shalo ochlena. You could fit it according to either of the options. Iba yis ema shalo ochel, maybe it's the going like the case is shalo ochel, where I say I won't eat, and I violated the Isser of just a kezias. Because I won't eat means I won't even eat a kezias. That's what we assume a ma'isa achila is. So then, migu de mahan yalesha eila, a kezias basra, mahan yalesha eila, nami a kezias kama. You still have a kezias left. So if you have a kezias left, that means you still have another aveira in front of you that you could still violate. Because I said I'm not going to eat, which means every single kezias, each kezias is going to be an aveira. So if you have a whole potential aveira in front of you, and you can be shoel to prevent that, so the Gemara says, migu, I'm able to remove the aveira for the future on the kezias basra, I'm also able to remove the aveira on the kezias that I've already done. And that's what the Rashi says here. Dehaki achla lekezias kama adayin kol kezesim shebasurin alav. When I eat the first kezias, all the kezesim are still usher in front of me. Umahan yilu she'ela. V'kivan d'nishal, once I do she'ela, v'kaimalan, and we hold, as the Gemara says in Maseches Nedarim, chacham oker neder me'ikaro. A chacham, unlike a husband, right? A chacham is oker me'ikaro. The neder disappears. V'ishtakech to lo havisham shu'a klal. The Mela comes out, there was never a shvua, hilka, kezayis kamesh takech, below the lo b'isuri achlei. I can, unbelievable, I can remove the aveira that I've already done. So maybe that's the case. As long as you have a kezayis left over, which is a significant amount for the she'ela to be chalon, once the she'ela is chalon there, so then I could be shoel on the first kezias as well. And v'iba yisei mashalo achlena, or maybe the case of Rava, it's a case where he says, I'm not going to eat it, which means I'm not going to eat the whole thing. So why is it important just to have a kezias? Even if you have anything left over, you haven't violated. Says the Gemara, you're right in terms of the violation. Maybe you didn't violate till you ate the whole thing. But the she'ela needs something significant to be chalon. Ishir kezayis chashiv l'tshuli alei. If you've left over a kezayis, so then that's chashiv enough to be shoel on, and therefore that would work. V'ilo lo chashiv l'tshuli alei. But if you haven't left over a kezayis, so then it is not chashiv enough to be shoel on. And this is something that we're going to have later on in the Masechta as well, that there are certain types of halachas that would only kick in if there is a requisite amount, like a Bezdin Dana case. Could be there's a minimum amount of money that Bezdin is going to open their docket and judge the case. If it's less than a pruta, as we'll see, Bezdin might not even though if you owe the money, but if it's not chashiv enough for Bezdin to deal with, so they won't. So to here, that's just a mashal. But here too, there has to be a kezias. Kezayis left over. Good. The Maariv Chayis here brings up the sheet of the Rambam. Part of this Gemara is a riot to the Rambam. Part of this Gemara is against the Rambam. The Maariv Chayis on the first line, on the top line of the Gemara, where the Gemara says, if I say I won't eat it, I won't eat it. So I mean the whole item. It's not even a kolshu. Even a kolshu has significance. So says the Maariv Chayis, that is a riot to the Rambam. What Rambam? The Rambam in Perek Dalet, maybe we mentioned this before in the Masechta, I don't remember, but the Rambam says in the Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, Misha Nishba Shelo Yichal Hayom Klum. What if I swear I'm not going to eat anything today? Va'achal Pachos Mikazayis. And ate less than a Kazayis. So the Halacha is Pater, She'en Achila B'chus Mikazayis. So far that's okay. That's not the controversial part. If somebody says they're not going to eat today and I eat less than a Kazayis, so I'm not going to eat. So I mean, not a kezias. What happens if I eat less than a kezias? Pachos b'kezias. So I'm pater. But then the Rambam adds, Before we see what the Rambam says, I might have said that I've done nothing, right? I made a shvua. I say, what do I mean by the isra of eating a kezias? Have I eaten less than a kezias? I've done nothing. That's what I might have said. The Rambam says no. V'harehu ka'ochal chasi shir minevelos v'treifas v'chayotzi bahen. The Rambam says, if I eat a half a kezias after I make a shvua not to eat, so then it's as if I'm eating a chasi shir of nevela, of treifas. Wow. Right, the Rambam is invoking the Gemara in Maseches Yuma, right, the Gemara that we've comes up often in Shas, the Gemara Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, whether Chatzi Shir is Asim in the Torah or not, when the Torah Asers, and we know there is a Halacha Moshe B'Sinai of Shi'urin, that the Isser, the full Isser with Onshin, is Kezias. So what about Chatzi Shir? So we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, Chatzi Shir is also Asim in the Torah. If I eat a Chatzi Shir of Treif, a Chatzi Shir of Pig, a Chatzi Shir of Chalef, a Chatzi Shir of anything, I still get an Issa Daraisa. I'm just not going to get punished, but it's still Issa Daraisa. For one of the two reasons given by the Gemara, either it's Xeris HaKasiv, Kol Chelev, any amount of Chelev, even Chatzi Shir, or the Svara, as the Gemara says, of Chazi L'Itztarufe. Since this can combine with something else, that reflects this is also something significant. Chazi L'Itztarufe, right? Two zeros can combine. But if you have two things that combine, it must be there's some significance. That's Chazi L'Itztarufe, the two Svaras of Rabbi Yochanan. So the Rambam applies Chatzi Shir to the Isser of Shvua. You might have said, if Hashem says something is Asr, then even half of it is going to be Asr Daraisa. Because if there's something about these molecules that are Asr, right? It's Asr Daraisa. If I make a Shvua, I made a Shvua, I'm not going to eat this. So the assumption is that my Kavana is a Kezias. Even there, this Chatzi Shir, wow, but that's the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says it's like you're eating Chatzi Shir and Nevelos V'Treifas. And the Mishnah L'Melech has six columns here going through this Rambam. The beginning of the Mishnah L'Melech, just to read the first paragraph. Nireh, the Svirilei, the Kishem Shachatzi Shir Asr Min HaTorah B'chol HaYisurim HaChinami B'Nishba Shalo Yochal Asr Lechol Pachos Mikashir V'ani Tamiya B'Dinzeh. And I find this very problematic, says the Mishnah L'Melech. The Bishlama B'Shar Yisurim Gzeres HaKasavu. I know by other Yisurim, the source in the Gemara. Tia ochal kishir anoshi anesh, v'machal pachos shaloi anesh, aval yesh Yisura ba'alma. I understand that by God's Yisurim, that Chatz Yisur would also be Yasser. Ach b'misha nishba shalo yochal, I amrit estam achila hi b'kizayis, imkein zelo kibil alav shalo yochal ki im kizayis, v'loma yasser b'machal b'kizayis. I don't understand why this would be Yasser. So it says, and then he continues, ironically, Bishlamala Reish Lakish, according to Reish Lakish, who holds in general that Chatzi Shir is only Midrabbanan Mishim Siyag. So then, I understand why the Rambam would say it, because you could say this is a Siyag too. Ironically, Reish Lakish would work better for the Rambam. Efshar da'af b'shvuas nami asr Midrabbanan, le'echol pachos b'kishir Mishim Siyag. Achla Rabbi Yochanan de'islay de'isr Chatzi Shir hu minat Torah. But if you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, that is the Chatzi Shir is daraisa. V'nishma shalo yochal mehei teisi sheyeser b'chatzi shir. That is the problem of the Mishnah L'Melech. Shuv Ra'isi, Laharan, I saw the Ran in Mesech HaShvuas, right? We had this, he quotes on Daf Chav Beis, Huvudvara V'cholu, and then he goes through this whole discussion, and he says, really, it's a Machlokas Rishonim, and he goes through all the Rishonim, but this is the Sukkah. So the Maris Chayis, though, says, hey, the first line of the Gemara sounds like the Rambam, because it says, even a Kol Shehu has significance in the world of Shvuah. Right, if you have a kol shehu left, right, the Gemara's question, if you say you're not going to eat it, so then as long as you have a little bit left, so then that is significant, so it sounds like the Rambam, the Maariv Chaya says. The problem is, if we keep going a few lines later, so then it seems like problematic for the Rambam. The answer that we just read, the Ibayas Ema. What did the Ibayas Ema say? Only if you have a kezayas left over is that chashiv le'itshule alei. And if you don't have a kezias left over, it's lo chashiv l'tshuli alei. So that line sounds like there's a minimum amount that's chashiv in the world of Shua. And that's what the Achronim point out, right? That first line maybe sounds like the Rambam. But the Sha'ar Mitzvah Ba'alacha here quotes that from the Rebbe Kiva Eger in the Chubitz and Simon Kufnun Dalid, that this second line seems to be problematic for the Rambam, right? Rabbi Kiva Eger said, "L'shitas Harambam, the gam b'shuah shlo chal kezayis asr lechal chatzi shir, so adayin yikshem, my ayir kezayis, avi lepachos b'kezayis." Right? It should work. V'al karchach muchad b'shuah chatzi shir mutter. So, is there any way to understand that last line according to the Rambam as why should you need a kezayis? So, Rabbi Kiva Eger has a fascinating suggestion. Daha dechatzi shir aser hainu ba'od sheha iser ba'en b'kezayis. Remember we said, one of the svaras for chazi shir is chazi l'sarufe. It can combine. I eat a half a kezias now. If I eat a half a kezias in 10 minutes from now, so then the whole thing's going to be usher. So it shows what I'm doing now is already significant. But what if it's impossible to chazi l'sarufe? So then what's left might not be significant. So here in our case, if I ate 99% of the cookie, and now there's only a little bit left, so then this amount, there's nothing in the future for it to be mitzarif to. You're right. It already, the rest of it was already eaten. Aval ba'achlo v'shir chasi shir teleka shir ba'olam v'loshaya chazi l'starufe mutar la'achlo. So then maybe it's not also daraisa in that case because the principle of chazi l'starufe cannot combine. This tiny item can't combine with something in the future. It can't. You're right. You already ate 99% of it. It's mitzarif to what happened in the past, but in the future it can't. So maybe that svara won't apply. And then he says, l'fizeh, this gets to the sugya that's asked by many of the achronim, Rabbi Yosef Engel, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and others. What happens if I eat a chatzi shir of chametz, the last second of Pesach? Or if I eat a half a koseves at the end of Yom Kippur, where it's impossible, there's no time for it to combine. Is that going to be asa daraisa? Do you take chazi l'sarufe literally, like Rabbi Kiva Eger here does? You take it literally. And then if it cannot combine, so then that's it. It's not going to be asa daraisa. He takes that stand. What you might say, or Yosef Engel writes elsewhere, is that you might not take that so literally. Chazi l'sarufe, as I formulated it before, might not mean, oh, it might combine, and therefore, the isser has already started. Chazi l'sarufe might just mean a siman, as we call it, not just a siba. The fact that it can combine means it itself is significant. Not that it actually has to combine. And therefore, even if you have a specific hechi timsi where it won't combine, still, it is combinable conceptually, and therefore, it is considered something, even if in this case, it's not combinable. And then, if you take that approach, then you're back to the question on the Rambam in our case. Good. One final point. The Ritva here discusses, what about the other case? The opposite. Well, our Gemara is about, if I make a shvua shalo ochlena, a shvua that I won't eat it, so I have to eat the whole thing. If I don't eat the whole thing, then I'm not going to be chayef. What happens if the opposite? If Yesh Mefarshim says the Ritva, Dimitare Tznami Mode Dekol She'amar Shelo Ochlena V'Nesher Mimenu Mashu Lo Avra Shvua. So as we said, if I say I'm not going to eat it, and there's some left over, I didn't violate. But then meaning once you get to this last line, this last line that says, only if there's a kezias available at the end, is it going to be something significant? You can be shoel on it, then you get rid of it. But if there's less than a kezias, then not. Did you violate your shvua if there's less than a kezias left? So the Ritva here has 2 days, according to this last line, what you would say about that. You know, because Lamaisa, the Gemara says, you need a kezias left to be significant. So if you didn't have kezias, did you violate your shvua? Tosa said before, crumbs. What about more than crumbs? What about half a kezias? So the Ritva has 2 days about that. He says, either modeh, the kosha amar shalo achlena, v'nishar menu mashu lo avar al shvuaso, any little amount. I mean, you don't say it goes by exactly like the shiur given in the Gemara. And then he has another day, or no, diavagav damar shalo achlena, kol hecha doloshtari mena kezayis, hainu shir achilo lo chasheva hu shiur aklal, ukemisha achla kula dami, da'av de li isure. You did it. If there's less than a kezayis left, you've done the isser. Okay, 2 days lamaskana, according to that Ritva. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, let's get back to our Nazir comparison. Meisve, so again, Rava said, as long as you have, in the case, either case, he said, the Gemara worked it out according to either of them. But the Gemara seemed to say, though, that if everything's over, then there's no way to get rid of it again. There's no way to be shoel. Let's say I really ate the whole cookie. So then there's nothing to do, nothing to talk about. So now the Gemara says, but what about that Tosefta in Nazir that we quoted? Meisvei, Misha Nadar Shtei Naziris. Umana Rishona. I am the Kabel to be a Nazir for 2 months. 2 Nazirios. Umana Rishona, and I went through the whole first one. Great, I got through it. I didn't become Tamei. And the Hefresh Me'ala Karban. I even separated my Karbanos. I'm going to go to the Beis HaMikdash tomorrow. I'm Mafresh my Karbanos. V'acharkach. And then I go to a chacham, and I'm shoel on the first naziris. Nishal ala rishona. So the Tosefta says, also lo shniya barishona. The first one disappears. The second one takes its place, and now I can bring the karbanos for the second one. It's as if I did the second one instead of the first one. So, ask the Gemara, but 1 minute. Isn't that a case where the first one is totally finished? And did, according to Rava, don't we say the rule is, if something is totally finished, you cannot get rid of it. It's already done. So just like in the world of Shvua, if I already ate the whole cookie, so I can't get rid of the Shvua, so too, if the first Aziris is finished, why can I get rid of it? Kashan Rava, see Rashi on the second skinny line, Alma, Avagav de Azlala, Kula, Nishalalai. Even if the whole thing is finished, so that he could still be showing on it. So answer the Gemara, no, it's not finished yet. By Naziris, it's not finished yet. Hacha b'mayaskinan b'shelo kiper. You didn't bring your karbanis yet. If you didn't bring the karbanis yet, then the Naziris is not finished. That is the Yesod. And ask the Tosfos Harash, but one second, by a Shvua, if you didn't bring your karban yet, so then it should still be. What are we talking about here? We're talking about Shvua's Bitui. You have a karban, so what's the difference? You didn't bring your karbanis yet by Naziris, so it's not finished. Say the same thing by Shvua's. Right? V'chi hechi. Let me just read the Tosfos Harash. V'chi hechi de bahan yishelo lepotrim in a karban, mahan yinam yishelo levatakon naziris. Hiksha, he quotes the question for the Rimi Gash. I'll read it just from the Tosfos Harash. V'amaylor amirin hachi nami gabi shvuas bitui. Our case. Afal pisha kfar ochal kol hakikar, kol zman shelo kiper, migu de bahan yishelo lepotrim in a karban, mahan yinam levatal shvua. Just like, what does the Gemara suggest by naziris? As long as you can get rid of the karban, as long as you didn't bring the karban yet, it's not finished yet. And therefore, you could be shoel on the Naziris itself. So to here, you should be able to be shoel on the Shvua, because you didn't bring the carbon. Says the Tosfos Harash, wow, important lines. Don't compare the carbon of Naziris to the carbon of Shvua's Bitui. The carbon of Naziris is part and parcel of the Naziris. And therefore, we could say you didn't finish the Naziris yet. The carbon of the Shvua, that's just an onesh. The Shvua is done. There's nothing left. We're not going to say you're still bound by your Shvua. Your shvua is done, and now you have to pay for your shvua. But by Naziris, as long as you didn't bring the karban, you're still a Nazir. Right, we discussed back in Maseches Nazir. What about Bezman Hazer? Remember the story? There was a shuvah of the Minchas Yitzchak in the early 1980s, where there was a Jew that went out, who was not Shomer Torah or Mitzvos, that went out to India or somewhere to find himself, and he came back to religion, and he opened up the Bible to Parshas Naso, and he saw Naziris, and he says, you know what, this sounds great, I'm a Nazir. And he accepts to be a Nazir, and he comes back to the fold, and he starts becoming more religious, and he realizes that it's not normal to be a Nazir. And he says, oh my goodness, what do? I accepted to be a Nazir, am I a Nazir? And to be a Nazir, what's so bad? Right, you have long hair, and you don't drink wine, you become Tameh. It's not socially acceptable to be a Nazir. Is that a Nazir? And he's, okay, so you're a Nazir, you'll be a Nazir for a month. The answer is, you can't stop being a Nazir until you bring your karbanis. And until that point, you're still a Nazir. That's the problem. We don't have karbanis bezman hazeh. Is that called a Nazir betatwas or not? So that was discussed by the Minchas Yitzchak in a tshuva. But that halacha is highlighted by the Tosfos Harash. Vitirates, and it's really the Rimigash. The Rimigash, the Tosfos Harash just expands upon it. Vitirates, de lo dami. Degabi Nazir, ha Naziris va ha karban, ha kol echad hu. It's all one. The afal pisha nohag Naziruso kedin, maybe karban. Hilkach mahanya she'ela to karban l'naziris ki adayin lo nigmar naziruso ad sheyavi karbano ukeilu lo hishlam adayin ha'naziris. Just if the naziris is not done yet, that's why the Gemara could say as long as he didn't bring his karban yet, you could still be shoel. Aval hashvua v'hakarban shrei gavni ninu. The shvua and the karban are two different things. De'im kiyem shvuaso eino maybe karban va'alchiluv shvuaso maybe karban. Because after all, if you were Makai, the Shvua, you don't bring a karban. By a Nazir, you bring karbanis, period, always. By a Shvua, you only bring a karban if there's a problem. V'achil Shvua, so maybe karban. Hilkach, v'sha'ach, al-kal ha-kikar, v'yavar al-shvua, so ein od she'ela la'osa Shvua. So that is important lashon of the Tosfos Harash, but that's explaining this line of the Gemara. Meaning, by Naziris, you haven't gotten to the cutoff yet. The karban is the cutoff. By Shvua, you've gotten to the cutoff. Ask the Minchas Chinuch, what about eating Truma? I ate shruma b'shogeg. Right? I'm a Yisrael. I'm a Tzar. I ate shruma b'shogeg. When is the cutoff for being shoel, being shoel on the hafrashas shruma, and then I will not have done it? Says the Minchas Chinuch in Reish Pei Aleph, the Isser of a Toshav and Tzachir eating shruma, Os Tes, shruma isa b'she'ela. And says the Minchas Chinuch, he quotes our Gemara, and he says, okay, what happens if you eat shruma? And your shoel, what if you ate shruma b'mezid? So before you get Malkus, we didn't get to the Maskana yet, but the Maskana is that as long as even certain onshim weren't given yet. That's what we're going to pass on the Maskana. But says the Minchas Chinuch, Im Zeh Pashut, Dim Achal Kezayis Shuma, Shehifrish, Ve'en Sham Yoser Mishuma Zu, Im Bemezid, Nishal Le Kodem HaMalkus. As long as you didn't get Malkus yet, you could be Shoel, because that's going to be the Maskana, as we'll see in a second. Ve'en Beshogeg, Nire Gamkein, Dim Nishal Lav Kodem, Shehifrish HaChomesh, Gamkein Yochol Lishol Lopatim and HaChomesh. Because the Chomesh is B'makam Karban, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos Samach Tes, just like Chomesh is what you pay if I eat Karb Chuma B'shogeg, I have to give fruit, adding on a Chomesh, 25%. So the Gemara, so the Minchas Chinuch says, that's the cutoff point for Truma. Nira Tekev, Kivet Shehifrish, once I mafresh it, so then already is probably done. Maybe you'll say until you gave it to the Kohen, that's a machlokas, whether that's part of the kapara elements. But that is the Minchas Chinuch. Let's continue to get to the Maskana, which he was just talking about. Okay, where are we up to though? So the Gemara says, don't compare this to Nazirus, because by Nazirus it's not finished yet, unlike Shavua. Says the Gemara of Yatanya, Kiper. We have a brisa that says, even if he brought his karbanis, he could still be shol on the Nazirus. Bishalo gilach. He didn't get his hair cut yet. Rabbi Elazar he de'amar tiklachas ma'akva. It's going like Rabbi Elazar who says that tiklachas is ma'akev, his still being a nazir, and therefore, like that opinion, as long as he didn't do the haircut yet, so he's still a nazir. V'atanya gilach, we have another brisa that says, even if he got a haircut, right, it's still done, it's still over, we'll talk about the haircut soon, says the Gemara, Amar Avashi, 1 second, Naziris karamis. Well, you're asking from Naziris on Shrua, migaram, a fundamental chilek. Migaram l'shnia shalotachol. Rishona, ve'ena. By Naziris, what's preventing the second Naziris from being chal? The first Naziris. And therefore, right when the first Naziris disappears, the second Naziris could be chal. But by Shvua, the second Shvua, says the Gemara, that's different than the case of Naziris. What's different? Let's read Rashi. Again, the Rishonim struggle in both cases. The second one is held in abeyance and in limbo by the first. What's the difference? What's the Gemara fundamental difference? So the Gemara is trying to say that the second one is always in Mitzius, unlike the other case. Let's see the Rashi. Migaram l'shnia shelo tachol, klomar. Migaram l'chal lomar shayamim hamanuyim lo l'shnia nimnu ela l'rishona. What's causing the days that you counted only to be called the first, not the second, detema de azla la rishona, and that you say that the first one has already been finished, v'tikshu l'cha rishona isagoremis, v'tikshu l'cha rishona isagoremis l'cha lo markein. It's the first Naziris that prevents the second Naziris from being chal. V'eina, v'harigila achacham l'cha, shecharataso shalzeh charatava, akarez rishona mikar, the first one disappears. V'nimsa, minyan hamani shalshnia nimna. It comes out that your days just substitute in, and now it's as if you counted the second one and not the first one. V'kula rishona, akati avikayim akishinishal. But the kikar, the cookie, I swore about the cookie, and I ate it, al karchach avar lo ashvuaso. You can't get out of that. Once you violated. I counted in Naziris. Is this the first one? Is this the second one? So the Gemara says, that can be counted as the first, and once the first Naziris disappears, it's counted as the second one. But did I really violate the second Shvuah? Says the Gemara, that can't be. Once you violated the second Shvuah, so then, it can't be that the second one is just going to substitute in. Again, the Rishonim here, the Tosafot Rashi here, and others discuss exactly what's at root for that difference, but the Gemara is making a fundamental chilek between the two. And the Gemara now says, Lamaskana, Amemar, Amar, no, reject this. Afilu, rejecting Rava. Amemar is arguing on Rava, which we started out today's daf with. Afilu achla kula. Even if you finish the whole cookie, nishalalei, you could still be shoal on the shvua and then end up not having violated. Ibe shogeg, why? Ibe shogeg mechusar karban, ibe mezin mechusar malkus. Meaning, you're right. This isn't rejecting the chiluk that the Tosafot Rashi made before. We're just saying, even an onesh tells me that the Shvua, not that I'm still obligated by my Shvua, but it's good enough for She'ela purposes. As long as I didn't get punished yet, I could be Shoel in order to prevent the punishment, right? And the Rama Paskins that way, as long as there is something that is still involved. Good. But again, once the punishment is given, so then there's nothing to talk about. The Rambam's lashon is as long as Malchus hasn't started yet. Mashma, if you started giving Malchus, so then it is too late. The Gemara says what we had back in Maseches Makos. Let's just read the next two lines. Aval kaftu ala amud lo. Once you tied him up to the amud to about to give him Malchus, so then that's already done. Kid the Shmuel, damar Shmuel, kaftu ala amud veratz. Mi bezdin pater. Right, Shmuel said that if somebody is tied up to be given Malchus and then he runs away, pater. So isn't that a riot to our case? So the Gemara says it's not exactly the same. Vilohi, hasam ratz, hachalo ratz. Running away itself is part of the embarrassment. And it's ki'ilu, you got some Malchus already. If you didn't run away, so I'm not so sure that kaftu would be good enough. And that's what, if you look at the Rambam says in Perek Vav, halacha, Yudches, here in Shavuos, he passes like a Meimar. But, says the Rambam, Mishanishva Shavuos Bitui, Lahaba, Vishikir Bishavuasa, Kugon Shadishva Shalo Yochal Pasu, Vaachla, Vyakash Achla called him Shevi Karbano, Imaya Shogig, O called him Shayok, Imaya Mezin, Nicham, he feels bad, Vinisha Lachacham Vitirilo, Hariza Patrim and a Karbano Malchus. Passing like a Meimar, as long as he didn't get the punishment yet. Vilo Od, Ela Afilu Kaftuhu Lilkos, Vinishal, Vihitiru lo kodem sheyaschilu lahalkoso hareza pater. And the Radvaz is medayik. Mashrim hischilu kfar ein matirin lo. Right? If you started giving Malchus, so then it's too late. You can't be shoel then. That's already too late, and you're already getting the punishment. But again, as long as Malchus hadn't started yet, then it would be okay. The Chavos Yoyer has a suffix in Kuflamid. Simin Kuflamid. What about Bizman Hazeh, where there is no Malchus? Right, there is no Bezdin. We don't have Bezdin, so you can't get Malchus, right? Bezdin, Bizman Hazeh, can't get Malchus. We don't have Smuchin, right? That was in the 1500s, the controversy. They wanted to get Malchus back, the whole Smicha controversy. They wanted to get Bezdin back in order to be able to give Malchus so that the Jews, the Spanish Jews, you know, would be able to get Malchus and be pater from the other Averis and the punishments, the Kares that they, might have violated. That was what the whole, impetus was. But the Chavos Yoyer says, Bizman Hazeh, there's no Malchus. Do you say that it's already too late to be shoel on the Shavua, or do you say that no, inherently it's still a chi of Malchus, even if one is not going to get Malchus? So that is a question. Good. There is a discussion, right? The Gemara says that Tiglachas might be part and parcel of the process of Naziris, and as long as he didn't get the haircut yet, he's still a Nazir. The Rambam and the Chinuch after him quotes, as we know, there are 10 mitzvos related to Naziris. 10 out of 613 relate to the mitzvah of Naziris. There are 2 mitzvahs asay and 8 mitzvahs lo asay. The 2 mitzvahs asay are, number 1, to grow one's hair long, yigadel hanazir pera, and number 2, the process of tiglachas and karbanos. She yigaleach ala karbanos kishe yashlim nazirusa o kishe yitma. The Rambam quotes, there's one mitzvah of tiglachas and karbanos, there's one mitzvah of growing the hair, the two opposite, growing the hair long and then cutting the hair. And then all the others are isurim, right? The isur of cutting one's hair during the time, the isur of drinking wine, the isur of grapes, and the isur of raisins, and the isur of grape seeds, and the isur of olam meis, and the isur of tumas meis, right? All the isurim, most of them being wine related. The Chinuch points out that the Rambam, there's more than one haircut in the process of Naziris. You know, there's the Tiklachas Atumah, there's the Tiklachas Atara, but the Rambam only quotes one mitzvah of Tiklachas, right? Even though you might have thought otherwise, right? Sh'shnei giluchim elu shel nazir, she'en giluach tumah v'giluach tara, ein roi lemnosek yi mitzvah achas. Lefi, she'en yi giluach tumah, ein ha-mitzvah b'fnei atzma, chlal, ela din midine mitzvah sa-nazirisu. Shebeir akasav, shevnit mahanazir bimei naziris, shegalach v'yavi karban, v'oz yashav v'yigal lepera, b'kdusha kibat chila. It's just a detail. The tiklachas atum is just a detail. Kimo sheish lemitzora gam kein shtei tiklachos, v'hein mitzvah achas. Like mitzora, he shaves his head at the beginning of the sfira and the end of the sfira. So the Rambam, though, only counts one mitzvah of tiklachas. We discussed this at length in the mitzvah shiurim a number of years ago. The lump that's behind that, how the Rambam could do that. Also, the symbolism of the tiklachas, why dafka the hair? Why is the hair what's cut at the end of Naziris' life? The hair, if somebody is standing straight, is the transition place between a person and what's above a person, right? Shamayim, right? Hands also sometimes are considered that, because when a person stands up and holds their hands up, so the hands is the highest a place, highest part of a person's body that a person could reach. And that's why there's a focus of Netilas Yadayim. Hands have a lot of symbolism. Yadayim Askanios Haim. Maisa Yadayim, our earnings are called Maisa Yadayim, even though I might earn with my feet as well as with my hands, or I might earn with my speech. Right, there are many things that I might do for a living. Why is it called Maisa Yadayim? Because the hands are significant also. Right? That's why we wash our hands. So again, hands sometimes are called the transition point, but also hair. And that's why hair is the transition point. And a nazir has to have the balance. Right? Why does a person become a nazir? It goes to an extreme. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Deos, a nazir is not an ideal. He goes to an extreme in order to bring the balance back after his being a nazir. But it's all about the balance. And the hair is the transition point, is the segue point between Shamayim Va'aret, so to speak, in a human being. It symbolizes the top of where I am. And that's why the nazir, as a symbol, shaves his head, right, he grows his hair long, and then he shaves it, and now he's gonna go back to, the balance. After these two extremes, to show that now I'm gonna try to be a balanced spiritual personality in the world, cause that is what life's about. I think we mentioned from Rav Pinkus a number of times in the Haggadah Shiurim, that's why maybe dafka in the hair, besides the rest of the body, but the hair is the most pronounced part of our body where we see a difference as we get older. As we get older, right, the hair changes colors. What other part of our body? Okay, we get wrinkles and other things might happen, but the hair is clear, right? You see somebody, you know, you see, are they white? Right, some people get white younger than others, but the hair is maybe what changes. Maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a message through that transition point as life goes on, you know, to make sure we're doing the right thing. And as we get closer to 120, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us more messages in order to be able to remember, Lifnei mi ata asa litein din v'cheshba. Okay, weiter. Fourth to last line. Amar Rava. A lot more about Naziris, but we'll continue. Amar Rava. Shvua shelo ochel kikar zu im ochel zu. Ah, new type of case. I make a shvua al tnai. I swear I won't eat cookie A if I eat cookie B. So right now, cookie A is not answer to me, because I didn't eat cookie B yet. So really, I haven't accomplished anything yet. I've created a condition, right? I can't eat cookie A if I eat cookie B. The achlas arishona, and then I ate cookie B, bishogeg. When I ate cookie B, the condition cookie, I forgot the whole thing. The ashniya b'mezid, and then I ate the second one b'mezid, on purpose. I ate the second one, I realized I'm eating the second one. Putter, in that case, I am putter. Why am I putter? Because, as Rashi explains here, we had on two days ago, Chavav, Ha'adam b'shvua. A person has to have full das when they make the shvua, and if not, it's called ones. At this point in time, when is the chalos shvua? When you ate the condition cookie, and you were shogeg, you forgot the whole thing here. That's why the shvua doesn't kick in. And even though you were mazed when you ate the second cookie, you're going to be pater from the karbon, and pater from malchus, because the shvua wasn't chal halachically. Because the moment of the chalos shvua, meaning when I ate the condition cookie, the cookie al tnai, I was b'shogeg. That is Rashi. Tosfos has a different shot, but we're going to go with that shot of Rashi. What about the opposite? Rishona b'mezid v'shniya b'shogeg. What if I ate the first one b'mezid? I was b'mezid and I remembered. Right, Rashi says when I ate the tnai, I remembered the shua and I ate it and that was fine. I didn't do an aver yet. I just ate cookie A. If I eat cookie A, I'm going to be also eat cookie B. Right? I might have said the different letters before, but either way, Rishona b'mezid v'shniya b'shogeg chayiv. So then, in that case, I will be chayiv. In that case, I violated my shvua, and therefore I would be chayiv. Shtein b'shogeg pater. Shtein b'shogeg, I would be pater, because again, when the key is the first one. When the chalos shvua kicked in, I didn't have a proper intention. I didn't have adam b'shvua, and therefore I'm going to be pater. Shtein b'mezid. What if I ate them both b'mezid? Meaning I remembered my shvua both times. So then it depends which you ate first. If I eat cookie A, it's also even meaning cookie B. And I ate cookie A first and then cookie B, then I'm gonna be chayiv malchus for eating cookie B. Right? That machayiv means malchus. But if I the opposite. If I eat cookie A, I can't eat cookie B. And I ate cookie B first. So then when I ate cookie B, I didn't really violate anything yet. Because if I never eat cookie A, I didn't do any Yisurim. But then I ate cookie A, so, and then what's gonna depend on? Well, I got hasra before I ate cookie B. If you eat this cookie and then you eat the other cookie, it's going to be aser. That's called hasra safik. So the Gemara says, plukta d'Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish. That would be the machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, as we have had a number of times recently. Laman damar hasra safik, shema hasra chayiv. If you say hasra safik, hasra where there is another safik, even if you do this act, you might not do the avera. Right? You have to eat the other cookie. So then chayiv, laman damar lav shema hasra, Pater, you'd be Pater. Rashi adds in, even if you received Hasra'a before the second cookie that you eat, it's still going to be Pater. Because that's not the Avera. The Avera was eating the first cookie. So that's called Hasra'a Safek. Even if you get a Hasra'a later on. Right? That's what Rashi adds in. V'im hisrubo mishas achila shnia al tochal shariata over ala rishon la mafreya v'yav v'shasra'a zvanda hi eina Hasra'a. Shein Malka's boy, the Achilazu. The Malka is because of the first eating, not the second eating. So therefore, it is called Hasra'as Safik. Period. This whole discussion, though, is, you know what, let's just continue for a second, and then we'll mention that, the important discussion. Let's continue for a second. A similar type of case. Tla'an Zubazu. What if you say it in both directions? Not just if I ate cookie A, cookie B is Asur. I also say the opposite. Tla'an Zubazu. Lo'ochazu amochazu, lo'ochazu amochazu. If I eat, right, each one of these is asur to me if I eat the other one. So it's in both directions. So, va'achal, so each case. Va'achal zu bizadon atzma u'bishigas chaverta, v'zu bizadon atzma u'bishigas chaverta. You eat each cookie, but each time you eat the cookie, you remember that it itself is asur. Oh, this is asur for me to eat if I eat the other cookie. But I wasn't thinking that this is the condition for the other cookie when I eat each one. So I'm zadon about the cookie itself that I'm eating, but I'm not focusing on the fact that this is also a conditioned cookie for the other one. So in that case, pater. Why? Because the chalos shvua, when did the shvua kick in? When I ate the first one. But at that one, regarding the other one, it was shogeg. Right? It wasn't ones. It was like ones. Ones for shvua. I didn't remember. And therefore, it's going to be pater. So there's no malchus for the second one, because there was a shichacha at the chalos man, and the Rashi adds in, there's no carbon for the first one, because there's no shogeg directly connected. I was mazed. I'm not going to bring a carbon for mazed. I was mazed atzma, so I'm not going to bring a carbon for that. That's in that case. What about the opposite? Zu b'shikigas atzma u'bizadon chaverta, v'zu b'shikigas atzma v'zadon chaverta, chayef. So that's fine, right? Because that's zadon chaverta. Each time I ate the cookie, that chalos shvua was good. And then I was shogeg for the second time, then I bring a carbon for the second eating. That's what this chayev means. You bring a carbon for the second one, because he was aware at the moment of the chalos iser, and then when I actually ate it, that's exactly what every case is. Shua Zbitu, right? I made a Shua and then I violated later on. That's the case of a classic case. A Shua Zbitu. Shtein b'shogeg patur. If I was shogeg on everything, I'm going to be patur then. Because again, that's a violation of Adam b'shua. It's not a fulfillment. Shtein b'mezid. If it's shtein b'mezid, ashnia mechayiv. The second one's going to be chayiv malchus. Because that's a mezid avera. And arishona plukta Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish. And on the previous one, it's going to be a machlokas, because it's the same machlokas of hasra'as safek. Stop there for a moment. The Noda Behuda says, you know what our Gemara proves? And this is a classic, you know, you need the achronim to take a step back from a Gemara and say, don't just read the Gemara for what it says, but what it symbolizes. Can you make a shvua through a shliach? There's no beferish Gemara like this, says the Noda Behuda. I will trust him on that. Right? It could Reuben appoint Shimon to say, Shimon, make a shvua for me that it's going to be usher for me to eat this. Make a shvua for me. Can you make a shvua idei shliach? So maybe instinctually we might have said, no, what do you mean? A shvua is something very personal. It's a davar shebaguf. Right? We might have said that just instinctually. Says the Noda Behuda, you can make a shvua through a shliach. What's the raya? Shvuis chav chesem abeis. Why? What's the raya? We know the rule. Ksubis ayin dalin. Kol milsa de lesa b'shlichus lesa b'tanai. We know in halacha, shlichus and tznai work together. If you can make a shliach on something, then you can make a tznai on something. If I can't make a shliach on something, I can't make a tznai. I can't make a shliach to put tefillin on for me. You put tefillin on for me today. You can't do that. And also you can't make a tznai. I can't make a tznai when I put on tefillin. I'm only yotze the mitzvah tefillin if. You're wearing tefillin, you're yotze the mitzvah. So kol milsa de isa b'shlichus lesa b'tznai. The Gemara says they're chalitza. You can't do chalitza through a shliach. Every can't make a tznai on chalitza. You could get married through a shliach. You can make a tznai on marriage. They always go together. And Tosfos there in Ksubas Ayin Daled, if you remember, we haven't quoted this in a long time, but it's a very important Tosfos, and Reb Chaim speaks about this Tosfos. One word, bailus. Shlichus and tznai, it's not that one causes the other one, but they're both a reflection of bailus. Am I in control of this halachic process? By marriage and divorce, I'm in control of the process. And that's why I can make a shliach and I can make a tnai. By chalitza, I'm not in control. I do the physical action, but the heter of chalitza happens memela. I'm not in control. That's why shchita, you can't make a shliach and you can't make, like, if somebody else does shchita for me, he did shchita. It's not like he's my shliach to do shchita. You can't make a shliach on shchita, you can't make a tnai. This shchita should only be good if it rains tomorrow. No, if you did the shchita, it's a shchita, right? You can't. So that's the Gemara in Ksubas Ayin Daled and the Tosfos. I would just read you the line in Tosfos. The time of the whole Vamaisa called Kach Biyado, Sheyachol Lakaimo Ide Shliach, Svarahu Sheyehe Kamochein Biyado Lashvuye Beitznaa. Right? They're both reflections of Bailus of Biyado. Says the Noda Behuda in a tshuva, in Yoredeya Kama Simin Samach Vav, Samach Zayin. This Gemara says you can make a Shvua B'tznai. So if you can make a shvua with a tznai, right, I'm not going to do A, and I can't eat A if I eat B, so that proves that you could also make a shliach. Eichal shvua, he says, the kasha, ela avshalom matzasi befurish, nirlani azdati muchach, the shaper amrina bezesh shlucha kamoso demokein kasha, ki matzinu makomo shvua, al tznai, kach vakach, besecha shvuas, the kasha, ari echar mishpia tznoi, mushiachal asos maite de shliach, the chulu, so ela vada, shiachal lesser, israel nafsho, al yede shliach, Shvua. That is an Rabbi Yehuda. If you look in the Shor Masechta Balacha here, he quotes all the Achronim, arguing, agreeing, big discussion in the Achronim about this topic of Milsa Shlichos Isa B'Tznai. The Truma Sadeshin discusses maybe there's a difference between a Shvua that relates to you and a Shvua that relates to others. Maybe there's a chilik between Bein Adam LaMakom and Bein Adam LaChaveiro. That's the, doesn't say it in those words, but that's the Truma Sadeshin's point. You know, maybe there's a, you only learn Mishpatei Atznoim, that by Bein Adam LaChaveiro, right? That by, B'negon B'nei Ruvain. But a Tznai Bein Ola Bein Atzmo, then it's a Tznai even if you can't make it out of Shliach. Maybe you could be Mechalik. Okay. Either way. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, Amar of Mari, Afanana Mitanina. We also learned in a Braisa, what we learned, in a Mishnah, we also learned in a Mishnah, that the key point for Shvua is the Chalos Shvua. That moment. That moment in time is the key moment to be Bidas. If a person is not Bidas at the moment that the Shvua is Chal, so then it is not a Shvua. The Mishnah there in Nedarim talks about the four types of Nedarim. We're going to focus on Nidre Shkagos. What's Nidre Shkagos? Ketzad. Konam imachalti vimshasisi. I swear, I make a neder. Make a neder that something is usher to me if I ate today. If I ate today, then this cookie is usher to me. Vimshasisi. Venizkar shachavashasa. And at the moment that I said that neder, I forgot. I didn't remember that I ate and drank. And then I remember that I ate and drank. Sheni yochal sheni shosa. What if this is going to be usher for me if I eat or drink today? Shachach va'achal v'shasa. So again, when I say that, there's no isser yet. This is usher if I do something. And then when I did something, I don't remember. Shachach v'shasa mutter. So that's a raya already. Because at the moment that the shvua kicked in, I wasn't full, complete of das. And therefore, it's not going to be usher. V'tani Allah, k'shem shenidre shkagos mutar and kach shvuos shkagos mutaros. Fine. Period. Eifa tani shvuos be Rabba. Eifa was learning shvuos by Rabba. Paga be Abimi Achua. His brother Abimi met him. Amarle. So he says to him, interesting conversation. His brother's about to say something. Every answer he gives, he's going to say wrong. Amarle. Shvuos shalo achalti, shvuos shalo achalti mahu. What happens if a person says, I swear I did not eat this. I swear I did not eat this. What's the halacha? So Amarle's brother answers, Eina chayv alachas. He's on the chayv one. Like in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, I swear I won't eat this or I won't eat this. So Amarle, Ishtabashta. No, that's wrong. Hari yatsa shvua l'sheker. Meaning, in the Mishnah I say, I swear I won't eat this, I swear I won't eat this in the future. So there the second shvua has no significance because it's already usser. But here I say, I swear I didn't eat this. So you lied. So you say it again, I swear I didn't eat this. That's another shvua that you lied. So they're both significant. So they're both sheker, and therefore that would not be comparable to the Mishnah. What about another case? Shvua shelo ochel teisha ba'eser mahu. I swear I won't eat 9 of these. I swear I won't eat 10 of these. How many shvua? And then you eat 10. So how many shvuas did you violate? So he answers, Chayev Amalei, Chayev Achalachas V'Achas. Right? You're Chayev for that tenth one. You're Chayev too, because you violated this Isser of eating nine, this Isser of eating ten. Amalei Ishtabashta, no, that's a mistake. Itesha lo achil, Esser lo achil. If he says I'm not even going to eat nine, of course he means I'm not going to eat ten. He's not even going to eat nine. So once you say you're not even going to eat nine, so then that includes you're not even going to eat ten. So you should only be Chayev one. What about the other case? Shvua shlo ochel eser, and then teisha, mahu. I'm not going to eat ten, I'm not going to eat nine. So he's okay. Eino chayv al-achas. He's okay, you're right. Only one. So the Gemara says, Amalei shtabashta. No, that's the opposite. He says, eser hu delo ochel ha-teisha mi-achel. Maybe he says, I swear I'm not going to eat ten, but maybe I will eat nine. So he keeps saying that not every case is comparable to each other, and you have to focus on each case to figure out exactly what he means. Okay, I'll have to stop here. By Amar Abaya, Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with the last daf of this parak. Tomorrow we get into Anias Amen. Is Amen like saying something yourself? And then, by Hashem, we get into Shavuos HaEdus.